Hello and welcome to Death by Pinup podcast. I just want to let you guys know that we have not gone anywhere. We just took a little bit of a break, you know, because we've had a lot of stuff going on. We've actually moved to Atlanta, Georgia. So hello, Atlanta, ATL. Apparently you guys do something called the Dirty Bird. I'm not sure. I'm learning about you guys. But we moved to Atlanta. Samurai Mike got laid off, so with Paramount, and now we have moved on to bigger and better things here in Atlanta from Dallas, Texas. This isn't permanent, but you know, it is where we are in the chapter of our lives, but we have not forgotten about all of our wonderful fans, but we will be back, I promise. But just give us time and thank you for your grace during this transition. Also, I'm engaged now, so yay, it's so exciting. But if you've been around for a while, we appreciate you still listening, and enjoy this little crazy bit, that is always improv because, he's just like, this is a bit for the podcast. And I'm just, cause it's just me, how I talk and my goofy self, but enjoy it. And y'all come back now. You're here. See you soon.
Hey babe, how's it going?
Good.
Are you hungry?
Are you making fun of me? Because I'm literally eating a cupcake and a pickle.
At the same time.
And double fisting.
At the same time.
And double fisting. It's sweet and sour. So, you know, like when I go to the movies, I get popcorn and I get M&M's and I pour the M&M's on my popcorn. Because it's salty and sweet at the same time. It's so good. If you never tried it, you got to fucking try it.
And that's on top of like the pound of melted butter, right?
Leave me alone. That's what popcorn's supposed to be, buttery, when you go to the freaking movies and eat popcorn butter. Buttered popcorn. Shit, I can't even talk today.
I like your outfit.
I'm literally sitting here in a cropped shirt and cute red panties. Of course you like it. Pervert. Probably most guys would like this.
So, let's get this straight. You're wearing what? And you're doing what with what?
I'm sitting here, comfortable, in panties and a crop top, eating a pickle and a cupcake. Why?
So the OnlyFans is coming back is what you're saying?
I didn't say that. What did you say?
So the OnlyFans is coming back?
I mean, people have asked me to bring it back. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. But I didn't say that.
I mean, I think you can make some money with that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
You got to make some money, right?
I guess. Got to pay for the fucking dog now. It's wild.
So you're going to be my sugar mama with that OnlyFans?
No, I'm going to go shopping. I need new clothes. I don't have anything in my closet to wear.
You can just wear that.
I don't have anything to wear. I have no cute clothes left. They're all old.
I like your outfit now.
Of course you do.
So, what were you going to do tonight?
So, I was going to... I'm part of a coven now, so I was going to go with my coven to... It's a full moon, so we were going to go out. We were going to be outside. She'll ask us to bring blue and white candles because it's significant to the type of moon that it, full moon it is today. And I wasn't going to dance naked under the moonlight. It was a joke, but it's always a joke. Like, if you've watched, like, and you know anything about witchy stuff, they always say they dance naked under the full moon. We weren't really going to do that.
See, the thing is that I can't really, like, not take you seriously when you say something like that. So I just assumed it was true and kind of got jealous.
Okay. You see me naked every night.
This is true. Your dog is out of control today.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Till next time. Bye.